Pope Francis at times will be critical, will challenge the notion of capitalism, of a consumeristic society. And I'm not sure about you, but when I hear him say or write things like this, it causes me to take pause. I get a little bristled, as it were, because it feels like he's attacking the ideals that I hold true as an American. But I'm always grateful. I'm always grateful when Pope Francis says something that causes me to pause and think. He challenges us often, but he challenges us because our temptation in life is to follow a given set of habits, a given way of thinking. We tend not to be self-critical. And we agree, or we find pleasure in those who agree with us, and we like listening to them. But when we hear things we disagree with, we often just ignore it, or we push it aside. But the Lord invites us, and today's readings offer us an example to do so, an opportunity to pause, an opportunity to think and consider what we're hearing and what God is inviting us to learn and how he wants us to grow through this discomfort. Sometimes it's good to be challenged in life because it helps us to grow. It helps us to learn. And I propose that today we can learn a bit more about poverty. My dear friends, we hold true as Americans, and it's good that we work to sustain a living, that we want to better ourselves, that we want to provide for those we are responsible for. These are all good things. But yet, sometimes we get comfortable in that. And the Lord wants us to remember that he came to preach the good news to the poor. That he came to save those who were not self-righteous, but who were sinners, and who recognized that they were in need of salvation. My dear friends, it is when we recognize our poverty, our neediness, our lack of resources, it is then that our hearts are open to receiving the loving message of Jesus Christ. One way we are poor, so to speak, is as it relates to time. Each and every person in the world has been given the same amount of time in a day. None of us has more time, none of us has less time. But in our society, we are very poor sometimes in the way we use time. We have so many needs, so many wants, so many desires, and we have those habitual ways of using our time. And we become a bit offended or a bit put back when someone demands of our time. Isn't it true? I don't know about you, but I have a certain routine that I follow, and when someone tries to interrupt that routine, I'm not so sure I like that. But God is inviting us to pause and consider that in our poverty of not having enough time to do all the things we want to do, to accomplish all of the things we want to accomplish, that he is inviting us to reconsider how we use our time. If we approach the Lord in poverty and say, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to get it all done. I feel like I have all these needs pressing upon my time, and I just can't seem to accomplish everything. Then we open ourselves to allowing God's will to enter into our lives and to show us how He wants us to use our time. And that is how we find peace and happiness and holiness and true accomplishment. Because we get so focused in our habitual way of thinking that we know how the best use of our time should go throughout the day. And yet, the Lord is inviting us to pause and to slow down and to allow Him to be God in our lives. We are all poor when it comes to time. We are also all poor when it comes to our talents, our abilities, our way in which we kind of go about doing the things we do in life. We like to rely on our own strength. We like to rely on our own resources. We want to appear before others that we have it all put together and that we are good at what we do. And we're very cautious about taking the risk to try new things or to do things we might not be good at in our own eyes or in the eyes of others because our pride can sometimes get in the way. But when, my dear friends, we approach the Lord in humility, then we are like the prophet Amos. Or then we are like those disciples that Jesus sent out. It's interesting in today's first reading, when Amos is attacked by the royal officials for prophesying in Israel, his reply is, "But I didn't want to be a prophet. By training, by profession, I'm a shepherd. I work with sycamore trees. God is the one who asked me to be a prophet. God is the one who pushed me into this charism, this line of work, this vocation, this whatever word you want to use." And the disciples, it should strike us as odd in today's gospel. It should cause us pause that the Lord tells them, don't take anything. Don't take money. Don't rely on your own resources. Rely on me. And what was true with Amos is also true with the disciples. They were able to accomplish great things because the Lord was the one who was doing the work. God was the one active in their poverty. And the same is true with all of us. It's when we recognize we're poor, when we allow the Lord to stretch us, when we allow the Lord to invite us to do things that we wouldn't normally be comfortable doing, that His miraculous power takes over. And my dear friends, as you know, in our parish, Father Prophet has been inviting all of us to get involved through the 511 initiative and just as the beautiful way in which this parish is so alive and active and vibrant. It's because of all of you. It's because of your involvement. It's because of your sacrifices. It's because of that precious time we're all poor with when we give it that the Lord blesses us and blesses our efforts. We like to rely on our strengths, but God is most powerful in our weakness. We like to be successful, but what the Lord is calling each of us to is fidelity, is to be faithful. Examine your life. See where God is inviting you to use what He's offering. Where does the Lord want to stretch you? Where is the Lord inviting you to grow? It's amazing what miraculous things begin to happen when we rely on God and not on ourselves. Just ask Amos or one of the disciples. because it is that richness of Jesus Christ that Paul speaks of so frequently that then blesses us abundantly in our own lives and in the lives of those whom God is inviting us to serve.